How bad is it?
Well, first of all, you have new standards that that truck dealers and transportation companies are going to have to meet starting in 2025, so just a few months away. We do not have the charging infrastructure. We do not have the capacity. And because these trucking dealers are now going to have to essentially buy electric trucks that nobody wants, and it will limit their ability to get traditional gas and diesel trucks, it's going to create a severe shortage for even things, critical things, like snowplows and trucks that transport agricultural products. So this is once again a short-sighted virtue signaling mandate by Governor Hochul and the radical left that she has become beholden to. And it needs to end because it is going to be devastating for our, for New York's economy, particularly when it comes to basics like being able to plow streets and deliver food, you know, especially during the winter.
How much longer do you think this deadline should be extended?
Well, you know, until they can tell us when the infrastructure will be in place, until they can tell us what the actual plan is to ensure that we're going to have the technology in place to make sure that trucks can be reliably charged quickly to be able to do things like, you know, plow snow during an emergency. So for, as far as I'm concerned, it should be indefinitely suspended until we know that the technology has caught up to the reality of being able to provide these critical services. You know, this is just it's arrogance and ignorance on the part of Kathy Hochul and the Democrats in charge. They think that if they mandate it, that somehow the seas will part and the technology will magically appear to meet their demands. It's ridiculous, and it needs to end. I think that should be suspended forever.
Continues as planned. How adverse could New York's economy be affected?
Well, first of all, I've already spoken to truck dealers that have said, you know, this is going to hamper their ability to supply trucks. But that doesn't mean people aren't going to be able to buy those trucks because, again, short-sighted virtue signaling means there are ways around it. What will happen is you will have trucking companies, transportation companies that are simply going to move their DOT license to the state of Pennsylvania. And in western New York, particularly the southern tier, where, like my district, which borders the state of Pennsylvania for more than 100 miles, it's going to be an easy, it's going to be easy for them to do this, and it's going to further drive more businesses out of New York State into the state of Pennsylvania, where they don't have these ridiculous mandates, and it's a lower cost of doing business. So this is going to have a, I think, an immediate and very severe effect on our economy.
And as a senator, what are you trying to message? What message are you trying to send to Governor Hochul and the others in Albany?
Well, keep in mind that these are rules that were adopted in 2021 by DEC. They are not mandated by legislation. This is just their way of trying to meet the crazy CLCPA mandates. So this could be undone immediately, either by the governor or by the interim acting commissioner of DEC. So this is something that could very easily be suspended without having to go back to the legislature for any kind of change in law or policy. This is 100% in the hands of Kathy Hochul. So whatever damage is done to our economy is going to be on her watch, and you know, and the, I guess the impact is going to be on her hands.